So we're going back in Avat Chesed to page Reish Zayin. We'll continue a little bit in Avat Chesed, page Reish Zayin Hey, in the segment edition. Odita Bagmara Gdola Hnasat Ochim Yotor Makvarat Pnei Shechina. The Gemara says it's greater to take in guests than to take in the Shechina. As the verse says, Vayomar Hashem Imnam Tzadchen Minecha Al Natavo Ma'al Avdecha. Abraham tells God, God, please give me a second. Don't leave. Let me go take in the guests. You see, taking in the guests was greater. I know Sheni Chova Lach Lekabel Ochim. You see, he left the Shechina to go and welcome the guests. Vayomar La Shechina Shemtim Lo Yavor Ot Shechzor. He asked God's presence, please don't pass till I come back. גם יחד מהדברים שאדם אוכל פרוטים בעולם הזה והכן קיימת עולם הבא. הכנס לסורכם is one of the things that you eat the fruits in this world and the principles waiting for the world to come. וכן יתר המעלות הטובות שאדם זוכה על ידי דביקתו במידת החסד זוכה גם על ידי זה. We find that when a person takes on the trait of kindness, so he gets all kinds of good things, and by the same token, this is a type of chesed. So he will get all those good things. גם he, גם כן, בכלל, גמילות חסדים, because taking in guests is a type of gmilut chesed. Kedita b'gemara, the Talmud says, "Benisuei Rivka liYitzchak zimin Hashem, ashehu gadol haitzav rav liliyah, sheyavo hasibah liyedei shekirvat atzma laoreach." God purposely made it that Rebecca found her spouse because she took in a guest, because she helped a stranger who needed a place. Kamo shekatuv, the verse says, "What does Eliezer say?" Vayan harasha omar eleah, the girl who I tell her. Please, do you have a drink? And she helps me and gives me a drink. You've proven her to be the match for Isaac, as Rashi explains over there. She's fitting because she does kindness. And this is what guys, when I think they're decent guys, that's one of the things I think they should look for in a girl. Does she do kindness? Is she a kind girl? מכל זה אנו למדים לכמה מעלות יכול האדם לבוא על ידי קיום מצווה זו בלב טוב כראוי. From what we've discussed, we can understand how much a person grows through doing this mitzvah with a kind heart, doing it the way he should. וכמו שהיה במעשה רבקה, look at what happened with Rebecca. She הוסיפה בכמה דברים על בקשתו. All he asked for was a drink, and she gave him more and more. She said, I'll give you more, whatever you want. And then she took care of the camels, and then she invites him to the house. עיין שם בקרה, just look at the verses there. גם זוכה עבור מצווה זו, אם הוא מוחזק בה, לבנים. Ooh, final point, powerhouse point. He says, a person who's careful with taking in guests will merit to have children. כדיתא בתנחומא פרשת כי תצא. The Medrash Tanhuma says on פרשת כי תצא, a phenomenal Medrash. The Medrash tells us, you look throughout Tanakh, you find time and again people who took in guests, even though they were barren and couldn't have kids, then they had children. וזהו מה שרמזה התורה במעשה דה אברהם אבינו. And the Torah also alludes to this. By אברהם אבינו, שלאחר שאכלו, only after he takes in the guests, and they ate from his food, אמר המלאך, then the angel tells him, שוב אשוב הנה בן לשרה אשתך. He tells him, I'm going to come back in a year's time, and your wife Sarah will be holding a child. So this is a famous Chafetz Chaim. That the Chafetz Chaim says, based on that medrash, that yes, this is a mitzvah that is meritorious in the direction of having children. A few years ago, one of our alumni had a bris, and after the bris, I was schmoozing with the moel, and he told me that he runs a soup kitchen in the hospital up north. And the soup kitchen is there for Shabbos to help people who are stuck in the hospital for Shabbos. And the people who volunteer in the soup kitchen have to be couples who have been married for a while and couldn't have kids, based on this medrash. And he said over 20 couples have come and had children ever since they volunteered in that soup kitchen, fulfilling this Chafetz Chaim, that when a person can't have kids and then they're busy helping guests, people who really need that help. People who come to hospital and they don't have what to eat, they're stuck there. Very often people get stuck in hospital. So even though the hospital theoretically might give them food, but on Shabbos it's less comfortable. You don't know what you're getting and you don't know the hechshon, you don't have time to look into it, and you're not getting really Shabbos food. So they take care of those people. And the idea was that the volunteers are people who were married for a while and couldn't have kids. And that was the statistic as of 3-4 years ago when we were talking.
What do you mean?